Dr. Robert Chandler is a retired Air Force colonel and the author of a book, The New Face of War: Weapons of Mass Destruction and the Revitalization of America's Transoceanic Military Strategy. Dr. Chandler, given from what you're hearing, the weapons that are being used by the United States in Afghanistan, well, they're not truly weapons of mass destruction. What do they tell you about the campaign as it's being waged there?
Well, the campaign right now, the way it's being waged, is using the right weapons, but not enough of them. The tempo of the conflict is slow, plodding. I would think that we would want to go a heck of a lot faster. As my research has shown, and I do it every day, and a colleague as well, as we collect information from all over the world. And what it boils down to be is they are planning a big event inside the United States, and that's called, it's going to be either a nuclear weapon or it's going to be some kind of a radioactive weapon. So to me, that there is an urgency, and that urgency ought to be reflected in terms of the tempo of this conflict. And the fact that we've got an aircraft carrier that is just joining the group makes me wonder exactly what is the plan. The plan needs reexamination, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, this week, for example, seemed to be, in terms of briefing information, the week of the Daisy Cutter, a bomb that seems amazingly destructive, dropped from planes and explodes just above the ground and clears hundreds of yards of anything living on it. What does that tell you about what's being done?
Well, I know a lot about the Daisy Cutter, actually, from Vietnam days. What I was told is it was an old World War II blockbuster bomb, and that we were going to drop this so that we could be able to knock down trees. And the Army would come in behind with artillery and set them up, and then they would fire on the Viet Cong all day. When it started to get dark, they'd pick everything up, and they'd fly back out. And they gave us a way to reach inside.
Well, General Pace the other day, yesterday at the Pentagon, described it as an anti-personnel weapon. He says its purpose is to kill people.
Well, exactly. What happened is in 1972, when the North Vietnamese charged down Route 1 into South Vietnam, we did, in fact, use it for people.
Well, I mean, does it suggest to you that there are places where there are mass concentrations of significant numbers of Taliban fighters within a circle of a few hundred yards, so that it would make sense to use a weapon like that to defeat those units?
That would have to be the consideration, to drop those bombs at those locations. Or, in fact, because it can very well also be very, very useful in a cave, because you will suck all the oxygen out of that cave, and it's not a pretty sight. The body reacts in a very violent manner when it gets oxygen pulled out of it, and it's messy when it's all done with.
So this then could be used with the Taliban's hiding places and weapon storage places in mind.
Yeah, exactly.
This seems to be one of the coming problems. This is, in many parts of the country, a mountainous country, Afghanistan. It's a large territory, and somewhere in various caves are hidden, among many other things and many other individuals, Osama bin Laden and his chief lieutenants. What kind of a weapon do you use once you have reasonable intelligence to find someone who might be somewhere deep in a network of tunnels and caves underneath mountains?
Tunnel rats.
Tunnel rats?
Tunnel rats. That's what we call them in Vietnam. These were the little guys that went down into the holes with pistols and flashlights. We, in fact, need to have people go in and clean those people out on a one-on-one basis.
This is, ultimately, you're saying, the work of very daring special operations forces.
Very daring, and some very tough and dedicated people to be able to do that.
What else are we seeing in the U.S. arsenal right now at work in Afghanistan? Is there anything new, for example, that we haven't seen deployed by the U.S. armed forces until now?
Well, the big thing that we're seeing is the JDAM, which is the satellite-guided bomb from the B-2. That has finally come into its own. We first saw some early versions of it when it was still a very new weapon. We saw it in Belgrade. So that in fact is new.
A satellite-guided bomb. This would suggest that the U.S. now has to be very prepared before it enters any battlefield with these weapons. It's got to know the battlefield.
The United States has put together an absolutely fantastic system in being able to see any battlefield in depth and in detail and in breadth as well, and to tell them where the targets are and to make the right kinds of choices that are necessary. This is new, and it's because of a large number of interacting sensors that are redundant and overlapping to give you the confidence that what you're looking at is real.
Dr. Chandler, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Robert Chandler, retired Air Force colonel and author of The New Face of War.